At a gym in Düsseldorf in northern Germany, a trainer puts an exercise class through its paces.
Langsam fertig werden. Und 20 Sekunden. Let's go.
Running on the spot, push-ups, step-ups, jumping and pumping iron. Among the exercises, a young jobless Spaniard letting off steam.
It helps with the stress, of course. Good way to let it out, I think.
It does help with stress.
Yeah, of course, of course. Oof, I'm breathless, I'm sorry.
José Manuel Moreno is a 29-year-old Spanish doctor. The intense hour-long exercise routine is one of his ways of coping with unemployment. Among his other strategies, emigrating and learning German.
Verben mit präpositionalem Kasus. Okay, ich frage dich. Wir nehmen das Verb denken.
4.5 hours a day for 8 months here at the Goethe Institute in Düsseldorf, José has been getting to grips with one of Europe's most difficult languages and handling the hardships of emigration.
It's not easy. It's not a piece of cake, you know, because you're leaving a lot of things behind, especially like family and friends. But I don't regret it. Once you take the step, there's no turning back, you know.
At least in Germany, after he's learned the language, he has the certainty of a job. German hospitals urgently need at least 7,000 doctors. Back home in Spain, half of José's age group faces a workless future.
If you want to make a living, if you want to progress and be happy, bottom line, sadly, it's going abroad.
Increasingly, for young unemployed southern Europeans, going abroad means coming here to Germany. With its low birth rate, aging population, and relatively buoyant economy, Germany needs young, skilled workers.
It's easier to find a job in Germany. It's probably the best place to find a job in engineering in Europe.
26-year-old Leonor Villa-Lobos from Portugal. She graduated as a geomatics engineer, spent a year out of work, and now she's also here at the Goethe Institute learning German.
I thought maybe I'll start searching for a job here. Of course, I prefer Portugal, but now it's almost impossible to find a job there. Or at least a good job or a job where I can be well paid.
In his office at the Düsseldorf branch of the Goethe Institute, the affable director, Stefan Brunner, can see an upside to youth unemployment in southern Europe. The institute is teaching more German language courses than ever, and he says emigration is helping European unity.
It's really tragic what's going on in southern Europe, but at the same time, I think that might be a good chance for the future. If you're looking at or if you're trying to get people in Europe from different countries closer together.
But the young southern Europeans making the move and trying to mingle with their northern counterparts have mixed feelings. José Manuel Moreno is grateful to Germany, but how does he feel about his native Spain?
I feel betrayed. I feel like there are no opportunities. There's nothing for us back in Spain. So, yeah, I feel betrayed. So does my friends. So does my generation.
And 24-year-old Stamatia Constanta, a qualified dietitian from Greece, misses the warmth of home, while determined to find work in this cooler northern climate.
Do you see yourself living all your life here?
No, I don't think so. I don't want to live all my life here. They're not happy.
They're not happy? You think they're miserable?
Maybe the weather.
The gravitational pull of family and friends and good weather cannot be overstated. Next week, I report from sunny southern Spain, where, in spite of truly horrendous levels of youth unemployment, many young people cannot bear to tear themselves away from home.